Good afternoon. I'm joined again today by Dr. Jekyll and Matthews, who's going to give us the latest update on all things COVID. And I think the topic on many people's minds this week is schools. They're saying schools will be going back to normal at the end of August. Declan, how do you feel about that?
I feel, I don't have children of school going age, but I feel if I was a parent who had children of school going age, I'd be clapping my hands, I'd be in great form, because I think it's about time children went back to school. Funnily enough, a report came out this morning from Geneva in Switzerland to say that it looks like children under 16 are extremely low transmitters of COVID-19. It wasn't a huge study, but it looks to be a very good study, and that would suggest that really we shouldn't have too many issues with children going back to school.
Okay, so under 16, but then there's plenty of children in secondary that are over 16. I mean, how will they manage?
Yeah, I think probably what happens is sort of under, we'll say 8, 9, 10, that sort of age group, I think you'll be quite safe. I think as you get older, and certainly as you get into the teens, we're going to have to be a little bit more careful. But I mean, that's all set out in the guidelines, in the fact that there has to be social distancing and that sort of thing. Now, I know when you get a group of teenager boys and girls together, social distancing probably is the last thing on their mind. But it's going to have to happen.
What's the best advice you can give children to prepare, or give parents to prepare their children for going back to school?
Funnily enough, parents seem to have managed children extremely well up to now. I mean, we see children coming into the surgery with their masks on. Even though we always sort of said it'd be impossible to get 6, 7, 8 year olds to wear masks, they're wearing them. Parents seem to have handled it very well. Children don't seem to be terrified about the whole thing. So I think parents, what they're saying to the kids is very good. I think there's no point in frightening them going back to school, because really it looks like there is no reason to frighten them in going back to school.
And I don't think any children will have to wear masks in school anyway, will they? Even in secondary school, no?
No, I don't think that's part of the plan at all.
No, it wouldn't. I don't think they'd be able. Declan, children are now allowed to visit their grandparents in nursing homes. This is a big step, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a huge step. They're still not allowed to hug them, though. That's the one issue, you know. But at least they're allowed to go in and see them. I think they're confined to an hour. I think, again, the usual rules apply. It has to be booked. The hospital has to know it's going, or the nursing home has to know that somebody's coming. But yeah, they're allowed in to see, and that's a great. This is all positive. This is all moving forward. This is all great.
Yeah, we do seem to be going in the right direction. Things are getting back to some bit of normality.
Yeah, I would think so. There has to be a caveat here in the fact that this is going to go on for another while. I mean, as I say, when we first started our talks back in March, I would have thought we'd almost be out of it by now, to be gone. But we're not out of it by now. There was 40 cases the other day. That's a lot of cases still. Granted, they were all in the younger age group. They were all in the under 40. Most of them were under 40. So I think that's and as we've sort of discussed before, they're the ones least damaged by it in one way, but it's still a little bit worrying. I think we're going to, the depressing sort of bit from today is we're going to have to live with this for another while yet, certainly into the middle of next year, I would think.
Yeah, and for the last 4 days, there have been no confirmed deaths, which is absolutely brilliant.
It is absolutely brilliant, and that seems to be the trend. The deaths seem to be going down. As I say, one of the main reasons for this, A, is the less amount of people who are getting it, and B, the age group of the people who are getting it, because, as I say, it's generally the elderly and that who seem to suffer most, who seem to be the most likely to die from it. So that's very, very good.
Yeah, and another thing, there was 40 cases on Tuesday and then there was 14 yesterday. So they're fluctuating, but there's no major spike. They're not running days in a row with high numbers. So that's another good thing, isn't it?
That's another absolutely brilliant thing. But we're beginning to see spikes in certain places. We've seen spikes in Catalonia, in Spain. We're also seeing spikes. There was a spike in Victoria State in Australia, quite a high spike in the last few days. So this is a little bit worrying, because Australia seemed to have handled it very, very well up to now, and now they're getting spikes. And some people are sort of postulating that this is sort of like a second wave. Others are saying, no, this is just unfortunate. As you sort of lessen the amount of restrictions on people, that the spread is a little bit more.
Yeah, but another good sign I've seen is this morning. Now I read a report, there's only 6 people in the whole of Ireland in hospital with COVID. I mean, we've seen 40 cases, 14, 20-something, 30-something. They're obviously not been admitted to hospitals.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, as of 2 days ago, there was nobody in Cork University Hospital with it. They discharged their last patient last week. That's all very, very good. And that's excellent. So of the 40 cases, they're not ending up. But then, I mean, they're not ending up in hospital. But then of those 40 cases, usually would be day 8, 9, 10, 11, remember, where they get really sick. So we don't know if some of them will end up. But the hope is that they won't.
One worrying sign now that I read yesterday is I think it was 14 cases and half of them were asymptomatic.
Yeah, and that's always still a worry. As I say, of the 40 cases, the day we had 40 cases, as I said already, 70% of them were less than 40 years of age. So it's just a little worrying category there. 50% of them also had been in contact with a known case. It means the other 50% had been in contact with an unknown case. So yeah, it still is a little bit of a worry.
Yeah, because there could be plenty of people going around carrying it and not even realising if they are asymptomatic.
Yeah, and that's always a little bit of a worry. But I mean, I went shopping this morning. I went into two of the supermarkets in town this morning. Everybody was wearing their masks. It was brilliant to see, actually, you know.
Yeah, compliance rate is high.
The compliance rate is extremely good. They were controlling people, the amount being let in. I really thought they handled it very well. I think they deserve a clap on the back how well they've handled it. You felt very safe going shopping. Just wear your mask.
Yeah. Another thing, I watched Primetime there last week and there's a vaccine from Oxford that seems to be going very far at the moment. Have you caught up on that?
Yeah, there's a few vaccines that are doing very well. And even from day one, the Oxford one seemed to be the one that was sort of doing best. There's a Chinese one and there's one other one that are doing really well. There's 100 and something vaccines being actually tested at the moment, you know. But they've moved into phase two with the Oxford one, which means they're going to up the amount of people they're giving it to and seeing how they do. But it looks like they're getting good antibodies from the vaccine, which would hopefully confer that it will give good cover for the illness if one catches it. But we're still only in phase two. That has to go on to sort of more phases. Then it has to go into manufacturing. And I know it's sort of, you told me earlier on that they sort of said that, you know, they'd hope to be manufacturing by the autumn. I still don't see that it'll be widely available till the middle of next year. I think that's going to be the problem.
Okay. There's some new drug as well. Is it the Americans have it that they're treating patients with COVID with?
Yeah, and there is a trial going on in Dublin with this drug. It's a disease-modifying drug. And it seems to be that if you give one dose early in the illness, you prevent a high proportion of people going on needing intensive care and where you're going on into worse respiratory conditions. And it seems to be very promising at the moment.
Okay, that's good. Declan, how's the surgery going? Are more people coming in?
Oh, God, they are, believe you me. The last few weeks have been extremely busy. So we're still dealing with phone calls. We're still seeing an awful lot of people. And as I say, we're seeing way more. And certainly the last 2 or 3 weeks have been extremely busy. And that's not just our surgery. That's every surgery in town. And that's talking to colleagues all over the place. The strains are beginning to show among general practitioners, I can tell you. Where, you know, for in the initial phases, everything was very good. We were dealing with stuff. We were seeing, you know, dealing most things via the phone. We were seeing a few patients a day, but now we're still dealing with a lot of stuff by phone, but we're seeing a way lot more people. And I have to say, we're seeing a way lot more mental health issues. And they're out there. And if people need help, talk to your doctor.
Yeah, because I actually read something on it. Our routine has been broken through the whole of this. Like, and you know, if you do suffer a bit from mental health, routine can be key to that, can't it?
Absolutely. And normally in a crisis, like certainly during the world wars and that sort of stuff, mental health issues actually dropped because I think people had a common enemy. And that made people sort of not worry about themselves and yet sacrifice themselves for whatever cause at the time. But that doesn't seem to have happened this time. And the fact that it really, I think the uncertainty and the unknown quantities of COVID have upset people a lot and have given them a lot of worry.
Yeah. How beneficial is exercise to your mental health?
exercise to your mental health is absolutely brilliant. I mean, as I say, an exercise doesn't have to be running marathons or doing triathlons or whatever. Great for those who can do that, but for most of us, exercise is just going out and having your walk every day. It's absolutely great. And you know it yourself when you go for a walk. I did a lovely walk the other day out to Knockanore and back with a friend of mine, and it is so calming and so soothing and so relaxing, and you know, it just gets your mind in order.
And it's the fresh air as well. I don't know, is it a myth, but like I always felt like if you have a walk in the fresh air, you sleep easier.
You do. You sleep much better because you're tired, and you're it's a good tiredness, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Declan, the flu vaccine, when will that be available and should everyone get it?
The flu vaccine will be available in September, usually about the first week or two of September it comes. We never know the exact date, but we usually get a letter 2 weeks beforehand saying it's ready. And as to should everybody get it, the absolute answer to that is yes, yes and yes. Really, we don't want to be mixing flu in with COVID-19. And as I said, the government are going to give it to every child between 2 and 12 years of age, and
free?
That will be in for free, as far as I know, yes. And it won't be injection. It looks like it's going to be a nasal spray, which would be nice, because as I say, having to inject all children between 2 and 12 with an injection wouldn't be any fun, and some would end up missing it for whatever reason or other, and if it was a nasal spray, it would be lovely.
Yeah. Is that a bit of a worry for you now, the flu season coming in, and then like how you treat patients? Do you think they've COVID, or do you know you're going to know it's just the flu? Is that a concern?
Absolutely, it's going to be a huge concern. And as I say, testing is still going on, and testing is quick at the moment. So if you get symptoms today, or if you ring me up today, I will arrange to have you tested. You'll be tested either today or tomorrow morning, and we'll have a result within 24 hours of that. So testing has sort of helped an awful lot. There is still very good capacity for testing. And so I think we'll probably be doing more testing, because if somebody presents with flu-like symptoms, is it COVID? Isn't it COVID?
Yeah.
Have they had a flu vaccine? If it's flu-like symptoms and they've had the flu vaccine, you have to presume it's COVID. So we're going to be, I'd say, testing a lot more people come the autumn.
Yeah, I'd say it's going to be a busy time for you.
It is going to be a busy time for
us.
Time. Yeah. I mean, all this has been a worrying time, as I say, and it's tough. I don't look forward to the winter, I have to say.
Okay. Just one last thing. Referrals, hospital referrals, have they picked up any bit?
For normal non-COVID stuff, yeah, that's really much back. That's back to normal almost. And certainly, it's like anything else. One thing that the whole crisis did do is that sort of it's so much easier to get people seen sometimes now, you know, because people sort of are in a sort of a mode where, yeah, we'll see it. And it's working much better, I have to say. We did have an issue for a long time recently where private patients who didn't have a medical card, it was hard to get them seen, because both the Mater Private and the Bonds were now doing public work, so they weren't able to see the private patients as easily. But that's all back to normal now. So yes, things are much better from that point of view. You
know? My friend is a nurse in CUH, and she said they're so busy, not with COVID, obviously, thank God, but like things are really busy up there.
Things are really busy up there. And remember, this is the summer, so normally they shouldn't be that. But you know, normally we'd have a bit, it'd be easier in the summer, but it is busy.
They're probably seeing the backlog of what didn't come in during COVID.
Yeah. Certainly, and we're seeing that too. We're seeing people who sort of say, "Doc, I didn't want to bother you, etc., etc." And my answer to that always is, "Bother us. If you're worried about something, get in touch. That's what we're there for. That's our job."
Okay, Declan, thanks very much again for joining us. You're very good.
Thanks a million, Liz.